There's an interesting discussion going on the TALOW, or the Teaching and Learning Online list at the moment, about the reliability of the kinds of sites that a lot of us are now using to house our content, blogs, wikis, Flickr and the rest of them. Apologies to people who have contributed to this written discussion for the machine voices that you're about to hear reading their text, but I just wanted to put this argument into oral format for the purposes of podcasting. The first speaker is Lee Blackall, who's talking about the fact that sites like Flickr and Delicious lately have been really slow.
Anyone else noticing how bloody slow Flickr and Delicious is these days? Wouldn't be anything to do with those yahoos and their servers, would it? Isn't this all our local IT guys need to say, "See, we told you so"? You can't rely on Google and Yahoo, you should rely on me, Sam, and our Microsoft servers instead.
Peter Allen replied, and the female robot said,
"Actually, this is an issue that needs addressing. If we build our castles in the air using Web 2.0 resources, we have no control over the reliability or availability of those tools or teaching resources. If we use Ning to build some amazing mashup that we want to use again and again, what do we do when Ning goes bottom up? Or Flickr disappears or gets replaced by a version that requires payment? I like the idea of distributing learning across a number of services available across the net, but it has its risks. I think it also assumes a high level of competence from your students. Web hosting sites, for example, Hostrocket, give you the ability to build a site that can supply your students the essential stuff: Moodle, payment gateway, blogs, wikis, and then you could link out to other services, but you would need to have a backup plan in case your external resources become unavailable. You could offer your students a range of choices on how a particular exercise in course might be done. This would perhaps allow you to cater for different learning styles and avoid a single point of failure in your online blended course."
James Neal replied, and Mary, the female robot, said,
"I think it's equally fair to ask what happens when school in or institutions in goes belly up. Where do the resources end up then? I would also say that in my experience, overall downtime for learning institution-managed resources is greater than for externally hosted content, a broad claim, and obviously there's exceptions, but I know which basket I prefer to put my eggs in, and that's not under lock and key by a single institution. By making sure learning content is robot-crawled, Google Cache at least gives pretty good access to text/image pages even when the host server is down."
To this, Lee Blackall replied that the Internet Archive actually saves a copy of every website that's ever existed, so in effect, in the final analysis, we never lose anything. I don't know what I've got to say about this issue, except I know it's important and I've been thinking about it for a while. I certainly agree with James that I've made a move where I now keep a whole lot of my content either on my own ISP or through, you know, blog sites. And I've wondered what would happen if they went belly up or if they started charging. There's a lot of content there that I regard as precious. I guess one way of approaching this is don't regard any of this content as precious or eternal. I know there are people who are trying to do design kind of social software sites within, say, a college intranet. So they're trying to duplicate the same functions but behind the safety of a networked intranet. Not a bad approach, except what happens when that student moves on? I mean, the whole issue is that you're not with an organization for life, typically, and when you move on, you don't want to have to go inside that intranet, and you won't be allowed to anyway, to access the content you created while you were there. There are also other organizations which are a little bit ahead of the game on this, and they have actually started offering these kind of services which are a lifelong enterprise. So when you sign up and study with this mob, you're with them forever. I've just been floating around two notions of the end of networks. I just see the way that networks and organizations are at the moment, they're just doomed to failure in the long run. I guess I'm not in the long run, and I guess I'm not saying anything that's new for people on this list who've thought about these issues, that on the TALO list, that is, the teaching and learning list. And maybe there's some way of being able to create new sorts of networks which are smaller, more localized, and they have control over what access there is to the outside world. So as Peter Allen suggests, you'd be actually sharing content around a number of sites, but you'd access it through a secure intranet or college site, perhaps, which has some more flexibility about access in the years to come, way after you've stopped studying there. It's a real issue that worries me, because I'm one of those people that needs, you know, I create a lot of content on externally hosted sites and I don't want to lose it. And if I'm going to be recommending to people that they use these sorts of sites with their students, I want them to have, you know, a fair amount of insurance that the stuff is going to be there, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 5, 10 years from now. But really interesting question. Thanks, guys. Again, hope you don't mind your voices being converted into robot talk.